international law is dead, and America is the world police. Welcome to America Uncovered. I'm Chris Chappell. Now, recently, I've had to cut back on America Uncovered episodes because YouTube has made it unaffordable. Thankfully, I can make this episode because of today's sponsor, OutSkill. It's January again, and I'm sure you've made all sorts of New Year's resolutions. Well, throw those out the window, because I've got something even better for 2026. AI is changing the world. You know this. You've seen these tools start to take over everything this past year. And if you go into 2026 without a solid grasp of AI, you could be left way behind. That's why I'm partnering with OutSkill again. They've got a new 2026 upgrade. They'll be hosting a live two-day AI mastermind training this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on both days. And thanks to OutSkill, it's completely free for my viewers. OutSkill has already trained more than 10 million people, and I don't want my viewers to get left behind. Whether you do marketing, finance, admin, or you're an online influencer, knowing this stuff will save you hundreds of hours of tedious work and keep you secure in your job. In just 16 hours of training, you'll learn how to build AI agents that plan, write, execute, and report for you, automate your workflows, connect your tools automatically, and save an enormous amount of time. Not only that, you'll also learn how to actually make money with these skills. In some cases, $3,000 to $4,000 a week. And when you sign up now, you'll get access to the 2026 AI Survival Hack Book. It'll show you what's new with AI in 2026 and the practical steps to stay ahead of the AI learning curve. Seats are limited, so use my link in the description to save your spot for this weekend. So, Trump is driving everyone crazy. I know that could describe just about everything he does. Treating Trump derangement syndrome should be covered by insurance at this point. But this time, I'm talking about the interview he did with the New York Times, which they headlined as, "Trump lays out a vision of power restrained only by my own morality."
See any checks on your power on the world stage? Is there anything that could stop you if you wanted to?
Yeah, there's one thing, my own morality, my own mind. It's the only thing that can stop.
And, not international law.
And that's very good. I don't need international law. I'm not looking to hurt people.
My lord, Trump has become Judge Dredd. International law, I am the law. You can probably already imagine why Trump's critics aren't taking this lightly, especially when they already think Trump has no morality at all. Which is crazy because he's insanely generous. He's constantly sharing his opinions, no matter how much we wish he would take a break from it. The New York Times says Trump believes that national strength, rather than laws, treaties, and conventions, should be the deciding factor as powers collide in international politics. And Trump has put that into practice by bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, capturing Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, renewing his push to acquire Greenland, and withdrawing the U.S. from many international organizations, conventions, and treaties that conflict with U.S. interests. As some would put it, might makes far right. Unsurprisingly, since we are talking about Trump, there's been a lot of backlash. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier even claimed the U.S. is destroying the world order. It's breaking down commonly held values, with the result of turning the world into a den of robbers, where the most unscrupulous take whatever they want, where regions or entire countries are treated as the property of a few great powers. Well, if anyone would be an expert on a strongman leader breaking down the world order, it'd be Germany. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron warned that the U.S. under Trump is breaking free from international rules and gradually turning away from some of its allies. Well, if anyone would be an expert on a strongman leader breaking down the world order, it'd be the country that surrendered to Germany. So, should we fear Trump the imperialist? Can he even ride a horse or pull off a triangle hat? Or could it be that Trump is onto something? Here's the thing that people need to get their heads around. As my twin brother, China Uncensored's Chris Chappell, pointed out in his show, the U.S. is already in a Cold War with China and its allies. which would explain why Trump is pushing for a whopping $1.5 trillion defense budget. Or do we call it a war budget now? All this talk about international law and rules-based order, it doesn't exist. China and Russia have already done away with the international rules-based order. They don't see laws, treaties, or conventions as binding powers that rein in their agendas. Authoritarians only appeal to international law and norms if it makes the U.S. look bad. Either that or they hijack international institutions. And for far too long, the world has let authoritarians keep getting away with their shenanigans. I mean, why hasn't the international community kicked China out of the WTO despite its numerous trade violations? Why isn't the UN holding China accountable for its human rights abuses? Heck, why did the UN put China in the UN Human Rights Council? That'd be like putting Chris Brown in the Not Choking Rihanna Council. Even many of the US's allies have become unreliable. For example, Europe has become ever more reliant on China and downplays its threat, or at the very least, muddies the message by saying, yeah, China is a threat, but let's still do business with it. Even with Russia threatening their own backyard, Europeans have been buying tons of Russian oil and Russian gas, and have been dragging their heels on making meaningful steps to beef up their own defense, all while letting the US foot the bill. There are a million examples I could give. The issue is the people who are loudest about promoting international law and norms are often doing the least to actually hold authoritarians accountable to them. I mean, the Iranian regime is teetering on the brink of collapse, and Europe is monitoring the situation. Trump says if they kill protesters, the regime will be in big trouble and the US will get involved. And that's the crux of the issue. The world needs a police force. And right now, that's the US. And if it weren't for the US, China would fill that void. And let's just say Chinese police are a scary thing. Now, some people will ask, what gives the US the right to be the world's police? That's the wrong question. The reality is, the US is the world's police because of its military, economic, and cultural might. And it enforces freedom, trade, and human rights. Remove the US from the picture, and Russia or China will fill the void. The EU won't. Oh. Of course, when people talk about the US exerting itself abroad, many Americans almost automatically assume that any effort to fight abroad is automatically bad, either because they think the US is literally Satan, or because they assume the US will inevitably face defeat or get trapped in an expensive yet pointless quagmire. The conclusion is that the US should either restrain itself or outright retreat from the world. My, how convenient for China and Russia. This way of thinking has been commonplace from both the political left and right ever since the Vietnam War. I mean, everyone knows Vietnam was a disastrous failure, right? Nope, that's propaganda. The US won the Vietnam War. Almost every major battle in Vietnam was a US victory, and casualties were enormous on the other side, while the US and the side it backed, South Vietnam, lost less than 60,000 and over 223,000 soldiers respectively, its opponents, the Viet Cong and the People's Army of Vietnam, lost a lot more, with over a million deaths by some estimates. And so, US President Richard Nixon got North Vietnam to sign the Paris Peace Accords on January 27, 1973, bringing an end to the Vietnam War, a successful one for the US. Remember that. It's going to be important and so disappointing. Under the agreement, Vietnam stayed divided between a communist North and an anti-communist South, just like how the Korean War ended. Nobody says we lost that. US troops withdrew, but Nixon threatened to intervene if the North ever launched a major offensive. But then Watergate happened, and anti-war Democrats got into power in Congress. They cut all US funding to South Vietnam. And when North Vietnam launched an attack, the US did nothing. The new US president, Gerald Ford, several times tried desperately to appeal to Congress for emergency aid and military support. He was denied. As North Vietnam made its final push towards Saigon, the capital of South Vietnam, the Vietnamese president took to TV and radio to accuse the U.S. of betrayal. He said the United States did not keep its word. Is an American's word reliable these days? The United States did not keep its promise to help us fight for freedom. And on April 30th, 1975, 2 years after the U.S. had won the Vietnam War, Saigon fell to the communist North. America snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. And yet somehow, that became a lesson that the U.S. shouldn't get involved in world affairs. When the reality is, when the U.S. backs down from its duty, authoritarians win. This was a huge propaganda victory for communists and leftists. They managed to demoralize the U.S. back then, and they continue to do so to this day. This is exactly the kind of thing China and its allies want. An America that's so afraid of using force that it'll back down to pressure and make concessions that will turn back to bite us. Much like how Obama allowed China to occupy the Scarborough Shoal with no pushback. Only to see a more militarized South China Sea. And a bigger Chinese bully. The U.S. just needs to remember the magic was inside of all of us. And by magic, I mean pure, unadulterated, brutal military might. You know, magic. The U.S. and the rest of the world cannot allow China or Russia to rise. That's why Americans need to see themselves as a force for good and have the political willpower to police the world. The moment you shell-shocked millennials heard that phrase, you probably thought of the trauma of Afghanistan and Iraq. Man, maybe this episode should have come with a trigger warning. But keep in mind that the U.S. has tools not limited to the military to help with that. Think economic sanctions, intelligence gathering, soft power. There are so many ways to police the world that won't bankrupt the U.S. or cost U.S. lives. In fact, the U.S. could make policing the world profitable by buying Greenland or getting the rights to minerals in Ukraine. This actually does a lot more to guarantee security than a lot of people realize. Though I know that's a low bar since what people realize is basically zero. As I've also mentioned before, all that beautiful talk of vague abstract ideas like human rights and democracy gets thrown out the window the moment money is on the line. But when tangible things like resources are at stake, U.S. commitment to defend countries becomes even more solidified. The profit motive makes commitment much more worthwhile, which in turn makes adversaries think twice before doing something that would elicit a strong response. It's like someone who killed a dog learning they killed John Wick's dog. They never would have done that had they known what the punishment would be. This line of reasoning could explain why Trump told the New York Times, ownership is very important and is psychologically needed for success. Ultimately, Americans need to see themselves as a force that's willing to exert itself for good. If they want to deter, fight, and win against authoritarians like China. And remember, this episode was possible because of today's sponsor, OutSkill. Don't lose hope when you see AI everywhere. Get motivated. Upgrade your skills so you can come out on top. Click below and book your slot for OutSkill's AI training this weekend. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Thank you for watching America Uncovered.